was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Resurrected Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth to Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Welcome to the show today, folks. That was Chris Hinckley. God bless Chris, boy. Well, I got some news for you today out of Portland, Oregon. Oath Keeper calls for militia, deputized patriots to arrest corrupt feds. Patriots and protesters assembled at the entrance of City Hall to rally in support for the peaceful protesters that decided to camp out at an abandoned wildlife refuge building in protest to the double jeopardy incarcerations of Dwight and Stephen Hammond. The redress of grievance unfortunately resulted, we all know, in the execution of one of the public relation members, Lavoy Finicum, and the numerous arrests of the other temporary residents. This comes from Andre Gabriel Esparza. Andre writes for DoNotComply.com, and as of today, officially, will be writing for ResurrectedRepublic.com as well as being a contributor to RBN. I'd like to take a moment to welcome Andre to the team and thank him for his work. A member of the crowd that had gathered stepped up to the microphone, donning his Oath Keeper cap and a sack of documents in his hand. Clenching the mic, he had the following to say. He's holding in his hand a packet of documents, okay? With these documents is what he's referring to, the Bar Association. Listen very carefully. I know this is, the audio isn't perfect here. This was outside at a courthouse, so just bear with us. And we will be posting this shortly on RBN.
Criminals behind bars rather than our patriots behind bars.
Yeah. Amen.
clarify that. Article 6, Section 2, Clause 2 of the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. Marbury versus Madison stated, any law that violates the Constitution is null and void. That's it. There's nothing else behind it. In these documents, I will definitely demonstrate to you guys how they perverted our entire system. Our legislators like Jeff Merkley, Kate Brown, Cliff Prince, and a whole lot of them created laws called statutories under the creation of what they call TRT, Technical Review Team. Under Technical Review Team, they created what's called ORS, Oregon Review Statutes. Under these statutes, they violate our Constitution.
Yes.
They violate Article 1, Section 9, Article 1, Section 10, Article 6, Section 2, Clause 2, and Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17. They went to so far as to consider water as a mineral. water. And it's a God-given right for us to drink out of water, and they're privatizing water as a mineral, which is crazy. So, how are we here today? We got to thank Harry Reid. We got to thank Hillary Clinton. We got to thank Kate Brown. We got to thank the Bushes. We got to thank Soros.
Yes.
The Koch brothers. We have to thank Jeff Merkley, Barack Hussein Obama.
Yes.
They've been annotated in these documents on how they did it. Within these documents that I have possessed right here in 4,000 pages that I have, if you guys want to read it, Stephen E. Grassley, from 2002 to present, has participated in all three branches of government. He's played in the legislative branch, judicial branch, and executive branch. What does that mean? He's a tyrant. He's taking all three branches of government and doing it what he pleases. This is what we're here today. His cahoots with Calico Resources, his cahoots with Uranium Resource, and his cahoots with Uranium One, also known as Energy LLC, which is also Venture One, when it started before it became any of those two names. What happened was, our dirty politicians in Washington, D.C. in 2002, they went ahead with Stephen E. Grassley and started creating the BLM and the Department of Fish and Wildlife. I have those documents to prove it. They came over and they started with the BLM on land grabbing. And by the way, Harry Reid, through his investments called ENN, also known as, and I'm trying to recollect because a lot of information, created a satellite, which we have in the stratosphere. And what it does, it pins every mineral in the United States. From Florida to Washington, D.C., to Maine, to California, and to here to the state of Washington and Oregon. So they created what's called DOE, or what it was around, Department of Energy. Through the Department of Energy, they use this uranium to make weapons. And guess who has lots of uranium? You guessed it, Oregon. Has tons of uranium, and they made back deals with Russia and China to sell this uranium. This is why we're here, because they committed treason upon our Constitution. They committed treason upon our lands. They committed treason upon our minerals. They should be in prison, not the Bundys.
Hear, hear. Yeah.
These documentations that I have can indict every single one in regards to a common law grand jury. A common law grand jury needs to be formed, must be formed. We are the people. Scalia's told us that we are the fourth branch of government.
Yes.
Scalia's was assassinated by the same co-conspirators that behind him.
Yes.
In Washington, D.C.
Do you hear what he just said? And this is something that I've been trying to tell people. Justice Antonin Scalia made it clear. Made it clear that the common law grand jury was not only legitimate, but it should be implemented and used by the people. You see, folks, let me give you a comparison to what is going on right now. Let us for one moment pretend that there's a town out here that has a court system and a prosecutor. Crimes being committed, but the prosecutor just doesn't show up to work. Okay? Now, when it comes to the people, we have to stand upon our own. We have to become, the word for it is competent in these matters. To become competent, that means we need to educate ourselves as to how and what and who we are. But then to use the tools that were created for us to use, that have been advocated for us to use, that are not being used. When Antonin Scalia was killed, and I know that he is a constitutional, rigid constitutional interpreter. He believes that the original intent, what he believes in. But it went more than that. When I started reading in detail of the things just recently that Judge Antonin Scalia happened to be talking about, one of the things that he had mentioned was the common law grand jury as being a tool, a resource to the people to keep the government in check. You see, we are the government. We are the ones that are supposed to be holding their feet to the fire and keeping them in check. And they have, in every sense, in every step, in every way, tried to subvert our ability to do so, to the point where they now even come up with these fraudulent charges of filing false documents in a court. Well, if they don't have any merit, then they get tossed out of court. That's all there is to it. Lawyers have been dragging people through court at the cost of thousands and hundreds and millions of thousands of dollars all the time. And when the cases are thrown out of court or they're lost, they don't get charged with filing fraudulent paperwork. Oh, no. Not if you have a bar association license. Let's continue to listen to what this fella has to say.
What to do is read Scalia's Supreme Court decision on the fourth branch of government on common law and grand jury. Matter of fact, read the Seventh Amendment of the Bill of Rights.
Let's rewind.
Common law grand jury needs to be formed, must be formed. We are the people. Scalia's told us that we are the fourth branch of government. Scalia's was assassinated by the same co-conspirators that behind our land grabbing in Washington, D.C. We are the people. Scalia's told us that we are the fourth branch of government. Scalia's was assassinated by the same co-conspirators that behind our land grabbing in Washington, D.C. All you have to do is read Scalia's Supreme Court decision on the fourth branch of government on common law and grand jury. Matter of fact, read the Seventh Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Court decision on the fourth branch of government on common law and grand jury. Matter of fact, read the Seventh Amendment of the Bill of Rights. What we can do behind this is we all collectively start a common law grand jury. We must stand as one, go to Sheriff Palmer, give him the documents that I have in my possession, get the militia, get the Oath Keepers, and every patriot deputized, and we start arresting everybody from here all the way to Washington, D.C. These criminal bills, criminal mischief, and fraud. And one thing about the Hammonds, fraud has no statute of limitation. The Hammonds can be out tomorrow and free the people, come together as one.
That's right.
And the hell with all these bar members, the hell with all these dirty politicians, and the hell with all these lobbyists. They all need to be indicted and facing in a constitutional grand jury hearing. This is why it's so important. And we need Palmer to deputize our militia and our Oath Keepers and every patriot.
You hear what he just said? We need Sheriff Palmer. Deputize. Folks, I want you to really, truly understand why Lavoie Finicum, Ammon Bundy, and Ryan Bundy were stopped and ambushed when they were. They were on their way to meet with a constitutional lawman who has the power, if he feels the Constitution is in jeopardy, to deputize. And while that deputization may only be valid in that county, in that county, it is absolute. Folks, I hope you understand now why the government picked that road and that ambush in the manner that they did. In fact, knowing what we know about it now, I really do wish that I was more than media when I was there. Had I been cooperating with the actual operations, I would have sent a scout out on that road as soon as anyone else other than Ammon and the core group knew where and when they would be going. From the point that it was announced, I would have had a scout out on that road continuously. I'm just giving you analysis now. Any scout would have been able to determine that there was activity upon that desolate road. There were cars. Apparently, they were readying themselves for a couple days before the ambush, as soon as they knew where they were headed. Now, keep in mind, this is really important. The day that Lavoie Finicum drove me to Burns and put me in what I assume was his room, because it was not mine, so that I could use internet and I could write and I could post videos. I had very minimal internet, and the internet signal at the refuge was damaged regularly. That evening, I went to go get something to eat at the local pizzeria. And at that pizzeria was the whole second tier core group at the refuge. Ryan and the whole crew. Stay tuned on the other side to hear the truth about what the FBI and the Oregon State Police did. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast. We'll be right back.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin is the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Resurrector Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. Okay, folks. What I was talking about was my experience in Oregon. Up until now, I've been rather reserved with what I've shared. But there was a reason for that, as I wanted to be able to provide information if it was needed to be able to support the Patriots. Folks, Lavoie dropped me off at a hotel so that I could have internet. Now, keep in mind, when I approached Lavoie about media, I explained to Lavoie that I would have to report exactly what I believed was the truth, and Lavoie never asked me, not one time, nor did Ammon, ever ask me to go against what I believe, to report something or to not report something. They never, ever engaged me in any way to try and change or alter what I would have said or reported. Keep that in mind. When I walked into the pizzeria, I believe it was the night before, either the night or 2 days before Lavoie was ambushed. I believe it was the night before. The entire second tier leadership, logistical leadership, was sitting in that bar slash pizzeria, unarmed, fully unarmed, because it's a bar. Jackets off, easily able to see that they were unarmed. Now, keep in mind, Ryan and Ammon had traveled to and from the Malheur. And keep in mind that Lavoie and I, and I believe it was Buddha's fiance and one of the ranchers, drove into Burns to the hotel, the room that Lavoie got, and dropped me off, and then returned back to the refuge. Now, we all know that the FBI had them under close surveillance. So here you have not a convoy. You have a single truck with Lavoie and three other individuals who, for all intents and purposes, were unarmed. Why didn't they get Lavoie then? Why didn't they just pull him over and get him then, when there wasn't two women crouched down in the back of the truck pleading for their lives? Why, indeed, there's a lot more that I need to reveal to you that I experienced there. On the other side, Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio Broadcast, and then I will be taking your calls, if you will.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Attention CPAP users, stop the insanity and torture of your CPAP mask. Don't you hate the skin irritation and terrible leaks? Jump on the CPAP Pro train, invented by an actual CPAP user that became so frustrated with CPAP masks. Are you ready to try something new? With absolutely no straps or headgear, go to nomask.com and get the best night's sleep ever. Free to Medicare patients. Go to nomask.com. That's nomask.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient, with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio Broadcast on RBN.
Okay. I'm going to get back to finishing off what I was trying to tell you guys. And then we'll get to some callers. Okay. Lavoie dropped me off. And I want to make one other thing clear here. I've been asked repeatedly why I don't have more photos and video. Okay. I also had a talk with someone yesterday who has been covering this situation, not from Burns, but has been covering it very well. And they had said to me, well, you know, it was brought up that you might be a mole. Okay. Let me address all of that in this next short segment that I have to share with you. Regardless of what people believe about Pete Santilli, where his intentions were, whether he was self-serving, whether he was there to cover the story impartially, or whether he was co-opted and working for the government. Whatever your position is on that subject. There was a reason why, and I had people I had set up to live stream, I had Ustream set up, I had someone on the other end, not in Burns, that was ready and willing to help out as a producer, the whole nine yards. And the main reason I did not live stream from the refuge is that I was not going to collect evidence to be used against the Patriots in a court of law. In other words, I wasn't going to Santilli them. And not because I'm saying that Santilli intentionally or didn't. I don't know. I'm not in the man's head, and I have no direct evidence linking him to the government. All I have is the man's own actions and words to go by. And I know that in an exchange with another online journalist, he flipped out
because this journalist was sharing some of his material, and he flipped out. I can't replay it back to you because of the cursing involved. I'm going to effing get you, and this is my material, and this is I recorded for my own personal benefit. I mean, he really went off in a self-serving rant. Which, in a way, I if he's self-serving, he's still independent, he's still media, and the First Amendment, I guess, still covers him, because if he's not working in directly with the organization they're criminally charging, then he's not part of that organization, although he was announced as being the official spokesperson, although he wasn't. And he never tried to clarifying anything different. But as for the people who have suggested that I may be a mole, what I wanted to do when I got there, and I was actually the Pete Santilli Twitter feed, I was operating his Twitter feed for him, and I didn't approve of a lot of the things that were going on. He had a moderator, his name was Scott. And the moderator, and this is what he was doing, and Lori Anderson I'm going to be having her come on, and she's going to, I'm going to ask her some questions so that she can reveal to you guys what she saw too. It wasn't just me. This guy, Scott, who was in the chat room of the Pete Santilli YouTube live stream network, literally was taking people who were donating, people who were Christian, people who were intelligent, people who were knowledgeable about the Constitution, and he was banning them from the chat room, and he was kicking them out, pissing them off, and chasing them away. Most of all, of the crazier individuals, they were embracing, and they were asking to show in Burns. This is a fact. A fact. While Pete Santilli was in a room in Burns, I arrived. The only room in town was two doors down from him. He knew I was coming. Two rooms down from him, there was a room available. The individual that volunteered to bring me to Burns volunteered. I was looking for a ride because I wanted to leave my vehicle at home with my fiance in case anything should happen, she would have the vehicle. Some mole. Well funded, huh? Anyway, I hung out in his room for a little bit. We talked. And keep in mind, cannabis is not illegal in Oregon. Okay? And as we were talking, there was a rather large package on the bed that he opened up. Dumped out a sack of weed. So naturally, I rolled one up and I handed it to him. You know, he doesn't smoke. Well, that's kind of funny. He just had a big sack of weed. And I'm talking like a quarter pound at least. I was thinking probably a half pound. But anyway, he had no reason not to take a couple hits because we were standing in a lawful, you know, in Oregon it's legal. He took a couple puffs and handed it back. But it wasn't sent to him because he's not a smoker. It wasn't sent to him for him to use. So why was it sent to him? Well, just so happens that a few of the fellas at the refuge smoke. And they were all pretty much out of weed. And we're out in the middle of nowhere. And all of a sudden, people started roaming around and, you know, it wasn't as scarce as it was previously. And all of a sudden, Pete Santilli had a bunch of minions that anything that countered Pete Santilli's point of view was attacked. I had my gear messed with. I had my iPads that disappeared a few times and then reappeared. My phone was the most critical one. Disappeared for 10 hours, and when it came back, any photo related to Santilli or the Twitter feed, I had taken some screenshots, was gone. The only ones that were gone. And my phone arrived back on my gear 10 hours later, right on the top, in the media press area. There were some really strange goings on. Now, I know that the Bundys, for the most part, they don't agree with getting into the mudslinging, and I love them for that. One of the nicest things about these people is the way they feel is that if they work for the federal government, if they work for the devil themselves, let them be here. Maybe they'll learn something. Maybe they'll take something away from this. Maybe God will speak to their heart and change them, whatever. And that is the way they look at things. God love them. I really do respect their position on that. And I had this conversation with Ryan specifically, and he told me, Tom, I'm telling you, don't worry about it. Let God work through these people. It was his message. I mean, these people are the salt of the earth. Okay? So, let me finish this up so we can get to our callers. The goings-on were strange at best and subversive. When I made my way around the town, the general consensus was that of the more reserved Christian folks was that they generally, in general, supported the Bundys, but the spokesperson turned them off. The Patriot, the signed Patriot dildo auctions from the liberals sending dildos in turned them off. The cussing and the drinking and the getting drunk like Santilli and Brandon Curtis did and then did video on it turned these people away. These are the same people. Keep in mind, folks, that these are Christian LDS for the most part, but they're Christian ranchers who live very pure lives, godly lives. We had people showing up, God love them, of Tea Partiers and people that were put together, but a lot of the people that were showing up, like one fella that came with a Vietnam warrior helmet and a taped gun that was a fake gun, I mean, that kind of thing. It seemed like that Scott, inside of this chat room, and both Lori Anderson from Freedom Outpost and Resurrect the Republic and myself specifically talked to Deb Jordan, specifically talked to Pete Santilli. Pete tried making it sound like, oh, this is just one of those things. This is beneath me. I can't even mess with this. But the truth, the real truth was that in the background, Lori Anderson heard Pete say, tell Lori to step off. There was something engaged going on behind the scenes of that network of what was going on with that live stream and the moderators. There was deliberately, they were pushing the most normal, constitutionally knowledgeable people away. The same thing that Colonel Riley did during Operation American Spring. The same pattern, the same people, the same involvement, controlled opposition from the get-go. This is what I was trying to warn the Bundys of. As much as they wanted the numbers, as much as they needed the ratings, as much as they needed the people to hear, and they knew that Santilli had a big audience, and that's why they were using him. What they did not understand, because they're too good and clean-minded to understand, was that the very same people that you were entrusting to get the word out were the same people who were subverting you and screwing you up to begin with. For whatever reason. All right, I'm going to get to some callers now. Who do we have there? Is that Fred in California? Fred, go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, hey. Yeah, I was supposed to call you about adoptions, but this subject you're talking about now.
Let's stick with the subject we're talking about now, and you can call me after the show on anything other than that.
Yeah. You can go to my website. I have a whole bunch of documentations straight from the court that shows that the court is lying through their teeth and the judge has a signature on it. And you can tell just by reading what's on the document, it does not make sense. Because it doesn't make sense because they're lying about what went on in the court. It's obvious.
And be a little bit more specific, because what judge, what case, what court?
Okay. My grandson was taken out of my house.
All right, listen, brother, you're going to have to call me up after the show on that. What we're discussing right now is Malheur and the Bundy situation and the subversion that was going on.
But this is absolutely related because
If it's related, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, the corrupt lawyers. The lawyers were in on it. We had a lawyer we hired ourselves, and he turned against us on the case because
I understand. I understand. The Bar Association and the lawyers are all working in cahoots with one another. But in all fairness, brother, what we're talking about today is time critical, and it's very, very important that we stay stuck on this subject here. I understand that, and I will do an episode for you on that situation. You can call me up after the show, and I'll work with you. I don't want to put you off, but we need to stick with this right now. Okay, so here we are. My question was to the FBI, what on earth are you thinking? I could see the posture that was ramping up. I could see that they were getting ready to go kinetic. Lavoie could feel it too. He knew. We all knew. My question to the FBI is, and it's right here, I hope they're listening, why did you have no idea about the beliefs, about the details of the LDS faith? Why did you have no idea what the beliefs were of Lavoie? And this is more should be directed to the Oregon State Police, because they were the ones that I had the interaction with at the room that Lavoie got. They showed up SWAT team ready, locked and loaded, not very long after Brandon Curtis arrived at my room and mysteriously handed me back my two missing iPads, who he claimed was in the main office on top of a microwave. Well, here's the funny thing, folks. I was in that office and I did give an interview. But I don't leave two iPads laying around. I don't leave them behind. And I certainly, the one place in the entire house I would never leave an iPad is on top of a microwave. So he goofed with getting too detailed in where he allegedly found it. Anyway, the buffer zone that wasn't showed up at my room, Brandon Curtis, along with that little loudmouth chick that he has with him. And this is what they had to say. Oh, we heard that you came all the way to Oregon to investigate Pete Santilli and that you think that he's FBI. That girl's voice just makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up. But I clarified, and I said, no, I don't know where you got your information. I said, but I had answered questions to people who had asked me about Pete Santilli, and my response was, I am going to Oregon, I'm an investigative reporter, and if there's anything fishy going on, I will get to the bottom of it. That was the only thing I had to say. Somehow, that got turned into Tom's going to Burns, Oregon to completely conduct a clandestine investigation into the federal association with Pete Santilli. Yeah, I went to Oregon just to focus on Pete, because everything's about Pete. I'm so sick of hearing that. I went to Burns, Oregon to tell the truth about what was going on, about a movement that my dear friends, people that I very much love and respect and care about, were in a situation, involved in a story. I went to go cover the story. That's why I went. Inadvertently, I found some stuff out. We'll be back after a few words from our sponsors, Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. Real quick, the last thing that I have to say before we get to Betty. The Paiute artifacts that we're going to be discussing tomorrow. The artifacts in the video of Lavoie Finicum that Blaine Cooper shot, and you can see me in the background. I'm an investigative reporter. It was in the media building. They called the media building. I found them, and we recorded them. They were untouched, and they were stored in rat feces next to a hot water heater who had probably lucky that it lasted as long as it did. We'll be getting more into that next time. Now, we have Betty in North Carolina and Ed in Kentucky. I don't think we have time for both, but we're going to try. Betty, shoot.
Alrighty. Do you know if Jake Ryan has been apprehended?
Yes, I'm aware.
Has he been?
I believe so. I'll confirm that, but I believe he has been. I don't know, Betty. I heard rumors. But that's for neither here nor there. Rumors I don't report on until I know for sure.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
There was some things put up on the RBN website that talked about the was it Grant County that the sheriff there was in a county that had established legally that it was outside of the United Nations.
Yes, it was a UN-free zone. The FBI agent made a comment regarding just that fact, and we're going to be getting into that again. I reported on it, but we're going to be getting into the details of that tomorrow when we have more time. Do you have any questions or any statement that you need to make? We only have 2 minutes and one other caller, ma'am, and I want you to call back in tomorrow.
They're probably more pertinent than your next
go caller. Go ahead.
I have invested a great deal.
No, ma'am, what I'm saying is that I would like you to call early. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be covering for John again in the National Intel Report. He was hurt. He hurt himself. To make a long story short, if you can, Betty, I would really very much appreciate if you would call into the beginning of the National Intel Report so that we can get into that, because I know for a fact that what you say is true. You have been invested a great deal of time into this, and I'm aware of that. I just don't want to make short anyone's time. So if you could, the National Intel Report, if you could call me in the beginning of the show, we could get into that. Would that be okay with you? All right, excellent. Ed in Kentucky.
What's up, brother? Long time.
Hey, man. I'm sorry we don't have a whole lot of time.
Hey, that's okay. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. You mind if I leave my name and new number with your producer, and I didn't just give it to you, and
please,
I'll call me whenever?
Please do so. Please do so. And Betty, I know you're listening. Betty, call in the National Intel Report today at the beginning of the show.
I'll be listening tonight at 5 o'clock, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and tell your partner I said hello.
I will do that, Ed. Thank you for your call. And for all of you out there, it's never enough time. And we'll be hearing from Betty soon. Okay, God bless you. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio Broadcast on RBN.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Sam.